From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he's looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court nullified his election win. For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people and its choice to overturn Kenyatta's election victory. Its Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which the court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held in 60 days. The leaders of the United States and South Korea on Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. That's according to the president of Moon Jae-in. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the Trump administration was asked for clarification about Mr. Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone Friday. The White House said in a statement that the two leaders have discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan. The White House says that the president will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. The White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA. This is VOA News.